WWA, W4 HIW.
W mobile. WKZ4TMA.
W4DJW. Is that Shane? Sean? Who is that? I will get this down pat sooner or later.
Simon. Simon says, I'll change my call sign someday to something like K4SS, and then I'll have a handy reminder. But no, this is Simon in Greenville. How are you?
Hey, Simon, I should have known that. I'm doing good. How are you? What you up to today?
I know I'm just running a quick errand, but before I left the office, I've got a little handheld that I'll leave on sometimes when I'm not on a Zoom call or anything, and I overheard the exchange for Alexander. Did it work out? Did he get the antenna from you?
He does, but it's a monobander, so if you know anybody that's got a dual bander, that would be better than this one, but this is better than nothing.
Certainly don't. I mean, you know me. I'm new to the hobby. I don't have any real network yet, and the only, network of other people other than those of you I catch on the air like this. And do you know from one of our past conversations, I'm still just looking for a better antenna for my mobile rig. I'm still several steps away from having a good base station or anything. But I'm excited for him. I mean, he's only been in this a week or two, and here he is getting to meet you and getting a big old J pole on his antenna mounted by Russell. He's off to a great start.
Yeah, he's building the foundation. He's getting it going. He knows what he needs, and absolutely. Hopefully that'll help. He's got a pretty good signal considering the equipment he's been using so far, but every little bit helps.
No, I thought he was coming through pretty really clearly the one or two times I've heard him on. I'll be excited to hear him come through when Russell finishes mounting that antenna on his roof. That sounds good. But hey, quick question for you. You know me, I'm always full of these questions, and the evenings are such a bad time for me. I never get to join the net and ask my questions there. I was looking up apps to learn Morse code. You got any you've used or that you recommend, or is this just a little too old school and it's not really in fad anymore to learn Morse? You sound like a true millennial, but I was wondering if you knew of any apps, anything I can use on my phone. I was just, downloading a few and playing around with them, and then I overheard, I'm not sure who it was, but I overheard someone just a few minutes ago talking to Alexander about having to learn Morse code back in the day for the test years ago. Just wondering if there's any kind of go-to, recommended, everybody likes it, kind of an app or a book that you recommend before I just spend time searching around.
There is one, yes, and it's online. It's a CW application online, and it's free, and it's really good. It has all kinds of stats that help you understand what you're doing right and what you're not doing right. And Steve, KB0KBJ up in South Dakota, used it quite a bit. I had my own. I've built me an app that was like my dad taught. My dad taught me it, and we learned it at the supper table. He'd push a straight key across the table to me, and I'd send to him, and I'd push it back to him, and he'd send to me, and that's how I learned it when I was little. But then I built a program that would do the same thing after he was gone, and that's what I learned on. But Steve was learning the same time I was, and he went to this app online, and I can't remember what the name of it was, but it had CW in the name. And he showed it to me, and it was like, it was well thought out, well designed. You could probably run it off your cell phone, and no problem whatsoever. But you would have to have internet connectivity to use it. I don't think it's a thick client. I think it's only a thin client. But I'll look it up, and I'll send him an email and see what the name of it is, see if I can find out what it is. And I can send you an email if you want to send me one. I'm good on QRZ. And I'll reply to it and tell you what it was that he was using.
Thanks a lot. Sure, I'll pull you up on QRZ and send you a note. That sounds good. I found one today that I thought looked really good, but it just involved a certain download procedure that was a little over my head. I'm generally tech savvy, but once you start downloading code blocks from GitHub, I tend to get a little lost. So anyway, this one was called Hello Morse, or Morse Hello, and it looked really good. But I'd take your recommendation of this one instead. So, sure, I'll send you an email sometime and see if he gets back to you and says what the name of it was. That'd be great. Well, thanks. And, no, it was just exciting to hear you guys pulling it off to get that antenna to Alexander. I'll be eager to hear that works out for him. But I'm here, so I'll say 73, and good to chat with you. Hope you have a good day. I'll be clear after your final. W4DJW, KZ4TMA.
Sounds good, Simon. I'm looking forward to your email, and I'll copy you on my email to Steve so that when he replies, you'll be able to see it directly from him. Or I'll do a few searches, too, to see if it, if I bookmarked it or anything like that, because it was really good CW application for online. And if I remember correctly, it was free. Anyway, good talking to you. I'm sitting outside the driveway. Got to back it under the driveway, which I can't talk when I do that. So I'm going to let up off the key, and I'll be done. W4DJW, I'll be clear.
KO4NUE, KO4RYP. KO4NUE, KO4RYP. See, no contact, I'm clear.